You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Kathy Peacock. Kathy is the community coordinator for the Christmas Eve Day Dinner held each Christmas Eve at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Kathy, at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, what building?
We'll be in the Sierra building where everybody will be seated and eating.
All right. Now, this has become quite a tradition in Tuolumne County. So how did the Christmas Eve Day Dinner start?
It started probably in the early 80s where two girls from Sonora were traveling in Europe. And they were a little bit sad and melancholy about being away for the holidays, but they happened on a little French village. And in that village were the people were having a wonderful community dinner there and invited the girls in very graciously and warmly, and they shared their meal with the gals. So when the girls came back to Sonora, they decided that this would be a wonderful thing to have here, and they started it from then.
And do you recall what year that was that it started in Sonora?
I believe it was 1984.
This is free to the entire community, right? It's not just those who are in desperate need.
No, Mark, it's not. It's for anybody who would like to come down who is in Tuolumne County at that day, at that time. They're more than welcome.
Okay, so what are the hours on this?
The hours are from noon until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve Day, and it's for a family. Individuals and family, friends that are welcome to come as well.
And that is this Sunday. So do you need volunteers at this point?
You know, interestingly, we are full for the 24th. All the slots are full. The 22nd and the 23rd, we could sure use some help down there getting things ready, hanging the lights, decorating the trees, the tables, getting Santa's workshop ready, and cooking all the food.
And what about donations? Do you need donations?
Donations in cash are what we need right now to pay for the food and for the use of the building and the insurance and all those things. And if they would like to call me at my home phone, I can give them a list of other things. For example, some water or coffee or things like that would be helpful.
And when you say you're looking for cash to pay for some of the meals, that's because this is not sponsored by any specific organization.
No, but we do have a lot of help from a lot of groups in the community that provide resources in a big, big way. Otherwise, we couldn't do it at all. But it is basically by donation only.
There must be some service organizations that have wanted to ask if they could take this over.
Yes, they have, but I don't think they realize the enormity of it.
Okay. Tell me about to-go meals and or rides to the fairgrounds.
Sure. We do offer both the to-go meals you need to call and the rides or anything like that need to be called to me at my home phone by the 21st of December. We will take people, pick them up, bring them home, and have meals to go ready for them to pick up Christmas Eve Day.
The 21st of December is today. Your telephone number at home?
My home phone is 586-4802.
Kathy, before I let you go, anything else?
No, but this is just a wonderful time of year, and everybody that goes down there for that event comes out of there feeling really good. And so that we are really grateful for, and it's really because the people have come together and shared with each other.
It's one of the incredible events that make this community special. And Kathy, I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And to you, Mark.